Some men try so hard to prove that God's not really real, while others, they know for sure is love you cannot feel. For I know he's real within my soul, for one day he cleansed and made me whole. Jesus is still the answer for a longing deep in your soul. Jesus is still the answer, and no time and age is wrong. Jesus is still the answer, he's the answer for your soul. Though some may say he doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and always will be. Oh, Jesus is still the answer, and no time and age is wrong. Jesus is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul. Though some may say he doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and always will be. Some men pretend that things of this world have brought them peace of mind, but with the dawn of each new day, new thrills they try to find. Not until they meet the Prince of Peace can they ever hope to find relief. For Jesus is still the answer for a world that's seeking for peace. Oh, Jesus is still the answer, and though time and age is wrong, Jesus is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul. Oh, some may say that he doesn't fit with their philosophy. I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and always will be. One more time. Oh, Jesus is still the answer. Oh, yes, he is. No time and age is wrong. Things may change, but this doesn't change.
Jesus is still the answer.
He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say he doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and always will be. And though some may say he doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and always will be. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The question may change, but the answer is still the same. It seems like there's a billboard out in Gladewater that says, Jesus, now what was your question? Amen. And The question may change, but Jesus is still the answer. Praise the Lord. Let's look to the book of John this morning for our scripture reading. Glad to see you in church house this morning. May God bless you for being here. John chapter 4 for our reading. This is the story of the woman at the well where Jesus must needs go through Samaria. And he's talking to her. And this is very familiar to us. We're going to read verse 10. Jesus has asked this woman for a drink. And she responds in her surprise that he's asked her because the Jews would not deal with the Samaritans. Jesus answered in verse 10 and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. The well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle?" Jesus answered and saith unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life." The woman saith unto him, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Jesus saith unto her, "Go call thy husband, and come hither." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that saidest thou truly." The woman saith unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. Ye say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Verse 25, our scripture text. The woman saith unto him, "I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things." Jesus saith unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he." Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning. She said, "I know that Messiah cometh." He said, "Go call your husband." She said, "I don't have none." I don't have one. See, he said, "You said that right. Said you've had 5, and the one you got now is not even yours." I'm going to preach this morning, if y'all will help me for a little while. If y'all will just bear with me just for a little while. She said, "I know that Messiah is coming, which is called Christ." I'm going to preach on knowing that Jesus is coming and still living like a devil. Y'all with me? Did y'all hear what she said? "I know Messiah's coming." And I'm going to preach this morning on knowing that Jesus is coming and still living like a devil. "I know he's coming. I know Christ is coming," she said. "She's living like a devil." You wouldn't have thought she knew a thing the way she is living. She's got 5 husbands, and the one she's got now is not even hers. Which brings out the reproof of Christ on her sin. She's living in sin. But oh, she knows that the Lord's coming. Now I'm telling you, I would like to preach this morning. If y'all will help me, I don't want you to back up on me. Nobody put it in reverse, all right? We might hear your beeper going off. You know, they used to put beepers on big trucks. Now they got beepers on everything. You get too close to something, it starts beeping. It's just on the inside. And so don't nobody go in reverse this morning. I know Jesus is coming. We've got people that know that the Lord's coming. Signs of the times are all around us. Things are going on like we never seen before in this world. The world is on the wrong path. Can I get a witness this morning? Is anybody shook up about the news? Is anybody disturbed about what you see going on around you? Amen. Does not it cause a reality to rise in your heart? Jesus is coming. There's no doubt Jesus is coming. You don't have to talk to people very long to pull out that religious part of them that they know the world is going the wrong way. It's at the end of the world has to be coming, they'll say. Look at everything that's going on. Look at what's going on in our country. Look at what's taking place. I can't believe it, Brother Sam. I know the Lord's coming, yet they still live like a devil. Amen. It doesn't change anything. This woman knew that Christ was coming, but was she preparing herself to receive Him? Was she preparing herself to worship Him? Amen. And we know that the Lord's coming, but are we preparing ourselves to meet Him? Are we preparing ourselves to go with Him when He comes? Are we preparing ourselves? I'm preaching this morning on knowing that Jesus is coming and still living like a devil. Would you stretch your hand this way and pray for me that the Lord would speak to our hearts and speak to us as individuals this morning? Maybe the Lord touch somebody. Maybe the Lord stir somebody this morning. Would you pray for me this morning? Lord, we bind every hindering spirit right now. We agree together, Lord, that the Spirit of God will move. I know we're in the sanctuary this morning. Hallelujah. We begin tent revival, but Lord, you can start it right here around these altars this morning. Help us, Lord, to loosen up and receive your Spirit, Lord. Touch hearts. Maybe somebody came, amen, thought they was just going to slip in and slip out. But Lord, I pray that you would arrest them, pull out the handcuffs, Lord. Arrest them with the Holy Ghost this morning, Lord. Take them into captivity to your Spirit, Lord. And I thank you for it today, Jesus. I praise you for it today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Knowing that Jesus is coming, friend, it doesn't take a very religious person to look at this world and know that the signs of the times are being fulfilled. It doesn't take a very, amen, very much of a Bible scholar to know something is going on. Can I get a witness this morning? Something's going on in our world. Something is happening in our world. Amen. Even with, you know, natural disasters and weather. Amen. And earthquakes and different things that's in the Bible. Distress of nations. You don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to be, amen, a master. Have your bachelor's degree in theology to realize Jesus is coming. And here was this woman. Amen. She was living in sin. She was living the way she knew better. She knew better than the way she was living. Not only did she know better than the way she is living, she knew that Christ was coming. And I know she's talking about His first return or His first coming. We're looking about His second return this morning. Amen. But it is just like this woman here at the well, minding her daily business, doing what she always does. Amen. Yet in the back of her mind, she knew that Christ would come. And people are living, amen, just normal lives and living for the devil and living in sin. But if you ask them, they would know that Christ is coming back again. Amen. Friend, it doesn't matter, amen, what we think or say. Jesus is coming one of these days. One of these days He's going to split the sky. I was riding in an airplane not long ago, riding up above the clouds. Amen. Looked like you could just jump out of that and just roll around in those clouds, you know? I don't know if y'all have ever done that and your mind roll like mine does, but I mean, it looked like I could just bunch of cotton or something out there, just roll around and jump like a bunch of trampolines or something, even though you'd fall through it like a bullet and die. But, you know, Jesus is coming on the clouds. And I couldn't help but look out that airplane window. Amen. Think one of these days they're going to to look out, amen, in that eastern sky, and Jesus is coming in the clouds. Amen. The clouds received him out of their sight. Hallelujah. And he's going to come back in the clouds one of these days. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Bible says when you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. He said when you see the blood, the budding of the fig tree, know that summer is nigh. And so likewise, when you see these things come to pass, hey, it doesn't take us very much to realize, you know, going out there, knowing all them fruit trees are budding and the dogwoods got their flowers out. Amen. And it's so beautiful springtime, but everybody knows summer's coming. This is East Texas. You better get that pool cleaned up. You better get it ready. You better get some chemicals because you're going to need it. Amen. Because it's fixing to be triple digit weather around here, and we're fixing to be hot. Summer is fixing to come. We go and we see a sprinkler and a water hose, and we say, man, we're going to need this to water the flowers. We're preparing for summer. And yet the fig tree blossomed. Amen. 1948, Israel become a nation. Amen. And I believe that God, amen's word is true. He said, this generation shall not pass away until all things be fulfilled. He said, Jerusalem will be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. God turned away from his people and he reached to all the nations in the world. He said there wouldn't be a nation where the gospel wasn't preached. Amen. Before his son came back and before he came. You study history. Amen. Even this nation sent missions all across this world to every corner of this world. Some of them they killed and some of them they burned and some of them they ate. Amen. And some of them they sent back broken and wounded. But God sent a messenger to every corner of this world. Amen. And all we're waiting on now is the trumpet to sound. Amen. Jerusalem was trodden down of the Gentiles. Amen. Until 1967. Amen. They had that 6-day war. Amen. And God worked for Israel. I want you to know something. Amen. I'm here to tell you right now, Israel will never be defeated again. You can mark it down. I doubt they'd let you in there to the United Nations. I doubt they'd let you in there, amen, to the United States Congress. And if you hollered it out, you'd be carried out quick. Amen. I love to go in the Capitol. I've been in there a few times. I hope we can go to the White House. I want to go to the White House. Amen. But I was in there, and I mean, somehow he got me mixed up, and man, they're going to carry me out there. You know, because something about my belt or something. Man, I wasn't trying to do nothing. But you couldn't. But if you could get in there, amen, and let those congressmen know, let those senators know, let that UN assembly know, Israel will never be defeated again. I know I'm just a winky old preacher from East Texas that they don't want to hear nothing about it. Amen. But the Bible is being fulfilled. Amen. You can pass whatever you want to pass. Amen. God Almighty's word is being fulfilled. Amen. And forget the political part of it. Amen. Forget any other part of it. Amen. Israel is God's chosen people. And he turned to the Gentiles for over 2,000 years. I want you to know this world is gathering for it. Amen. Just about 6,000 years old or plus. Amen. And the Bible says God created the world in 6 days. And on the seventh day he rested. And one day is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is one day. Amen. God's fixing to rest on the seventh day. And his millennial reign is 1,000 years of peace. Amen. That old devil. Amen. That old dragon. Amen. The angel's going to throw him in a pit. Amen. The angel's going to bind him and throw him in a pit. And he'll be bound for 1,000 years. I want to tell you, if we're going to have revival, we better have it soon. If we're going to have tent revival, we better have it soon. If somebody's going to get saved, they better hurry up and get saved. Because Jesus is coming back again. I don't know if this generation not pass away. You know me. You know, it means 70 years, 80 years, 100 years. I don't know if there'll be one person that was born. Everybody else will be passed away. One person born. In 1948, when right before Israel became a nation. And God says, I have to, amen, wrap it all up before that one individual dies. I don't know how God will do it, but all I know is time is getting close. He didn't give us, amen, the exact time. Nobody knows the day nor the hours. The hour, if a devil tells you, it's going to be something. If an angel tells you, send him back, tell him he's alive. Because the Bible says the angels don't even know. Neither the Son, but the Father. I want to tell you something, though. He gave us signs of the time. Amen. Where would you be if Jesus came back 5 minutes ago? Would you still be here? Amen. I'm telling you, she knew Jesus was coming. She knew he was coming. She knew Messiah was coming. She knew Christ was coming. And yet she still lived like the devil. And we've got family members. We got church members. We got people that go all around us. We're here this morning. And we know the signs of the time are all around us. And yet we still live like a devil. Lord, help us today. No, I know. You know we'll be judged according to what we know. Amen. We'll be judged according to what we know. I want you to know sin and the judgment of sin passes upon everybody, even if they don't know. Because the Bible said sin reigned over all men, even over those who didn't sin after the similitude that Adam sinned. In other words, those that sinned, but they didn't sin like Adam sinned. What is that? Adam knew he was sinning. You know that Eve didn't know she was sinning. Y'all come on now. The woman was deceived, but Adam wasn't deceived. He knew, Brother Mike. He knew he knowingly sinned. And when Adam knowingly sinned and took that fruit and ate of it, he brought upon all man a curse. All mankind a curse. And that's why we die. And that's why there's thistles and weeds and pain and sickness. God created a perfect world. Amen. But with a free moral agent. Amen. God created man perfect but free moral agent. God didn't create man with cancer. God didn't create man with diabetes. God didn't create man with heart disease. But sin in this world has brought things upon us. Accidents and trouble. And you can try to get away from it. You can go find you a hole. Friend, the Garden of Eden has an angel. Amen. You can't get in there. So there's no place on earth you can go. Amen. That is safe. The only safe place is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But Adam knew. Hallelujah. What do you know this morning? There's people that say, Brother Sam, I know better than what I'm doing. Oh, if I had a praying church this morning, I know better than what the sin. Amen. I won't tell you something this morning. I won't call no names. But about a week ago, amen, I stood, amen, on the driveway. Hallelujah. An individual told me, oh, I wish he was here this morning, but it don't matter. God knows. He said, Brother Sam, I know the Lord's coming back. I know Jesus is coming. I know. Amen. But he didn't care enough. Amen. To be in service. Hallelujah. The next Sunday, nor today, nor everyone in between. He didn't care enough. Amen. To go in there and pray through and get saved and quit his sinning. What good is it to know Jesus is coming if we're going to live like a devil? Remember this old boy that I helped and, you know, worked with a little bit? God help me. Can I just preach this morning? I watched the clock back there. And this boy come to church, you know, and his dad, man, he was religious. You talking about religious. And he had talked to me about the Bible and quote the Bible and all these scriptures, different things about not going to church and different stuff. And then one day he come out and drink, carry on. It didn't matter. He'd quote more scriptures when he's drunk than when he is sober. I'm telling you, one time he come out there and he had a hammer. I didn't realize he had that hammer, and he was drunk, Brother Wayne. I got to refuting him, you know, going back at him. He got that hammer up out of, up at me. He was going to knock my teeth out, Jody. Amen, but I still got my teeth. He didn't hit me with that hammer, and I'm glad he didn't. Amen, but here was this man that could quote the scriptures, knew the Bible, a lot of times twist me up, and, you know, I mean, come at me. I mean, he knew them. Amen, but he still, Brother Richard, lived like a devil and died. Amen. As far as I know, never repented. God have mercy on his soul. I'm not his judge. Amen. But God's his judge and God's words his judge. Now I want to tell you something. The more we know, the more severe our judgment will be. The scripture tells us, hallelujah. The scripture tells us that those that said the servant who knew his Lord's will and done it, he'll make him ruler of all in house. But an if that servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming, and begin to beat his servants and eat and drink and be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware of, and will cut him asunder and appoint his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew, can somebody say, I know? That woman said, I know Christ is coming. Amen. That servant that knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. Christ is trying to tell us there will be a judgment according to knowledge. There will be a judgment according to what we know. The Bible said, for unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. I think about what God has given me. I think about how good God's been to me. I think about how God picked me up. Can I get a witness today? Amen. And somebody help me preach just for a little while. Has God been good to you? Did you feel that while ago, Brother Mike, when she sang, he didn't have to save me, but he did. Didn't you feel that? He didn't have to save me, but he did. Did you feel that when she sang that before Sunday school? Amen. Whomsoever much is given, much will be required. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God's been good to me. Amen. I know that Jesus is coming. I'll stand before God without an excuse. This woman, sister, amen, she knew that Christ was coming, and yet she still was living like the devil. No, I know. She said it. Hallelujah. I know it. If somebody could be honest with us, Brother Curtis said, say, I know. I know it's true. I know I need to get right with God. I know. I know Jesus is coming. I know sin will take you further than you want to go. I know. Yeah, I know. Well, this woman knew too. What's the excuse? Hallelujah. It's time to get it from the head down to the heart. Hallelujah. It's time to get it. Amen. Prayed all the way through. Hallelujah. God wants to help us. The Bible tells us in Luke 19 and verse 22, and he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest. This is the parable of the talents. He brought that one talent. Y'all know the story. I'm almost done. He brought that one talent and said, here's the talent that you gave me. Here's the one that you gave me. Amen. I believe this morning that the Lord would like to reach. Amen. Right out to you this morning. Amen. I believe the Lord would like to touch you. What do you know this morning? Amen. How do you know it? Amen. Did God show it to you? Amen. He said, I'll judge you out of thine own mouth. You knew, then you should have. Amen. You knew better. Oh, God, help us this morning, Sister Janice, to get a burden for those that know better. They know Jesus is coming. Excuse me. Oh, they got
do is read the paper, watch the television, whatever they do. Amen. They know Jesus is coming. They know time is short. They know if they're going to get on fire, they better get on fire now. Amen. But just like this woman was living like the devil, and she knew Christ was coming. Amen. It's time for us to change. There'll be a lost opportunity. Amen. The Bible said summer is past. Amen. The harvest is ended and we're not saved. Amen. Felix said, when I have a more convenient time, I will call for thee. Procrastination. Put it off. I knew better. But I read about one case of procrastination. Amen. Where angels was there. Amen. Two angels was there in Sodom. Amen. And they were sent to deliver Lot out of Sodom and Sister Bethany. Amen. Some procrastination. Amen. God, let it pass and let them go their own way. Amen. But there was an Uncle Abraham. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. If we could just have a praying church. Amen. Like Uncle Abraham. Amen. That would pray for our loved ones. Thank you. Amen. And pray for our families. And pray for our friends. And pray for the lost loved ones. I believe God could send an angel in the midst of that procrastination. And the Bible said, while he lingered, the Lord being merciful unto him, he grabbed his hand. One angel got a hold of his hand. The other angel got a hold of his wife's hand. One angel, the other hand with one husband, wife. Amen. The other angel got the two daughters. And they led them out of the city and escaped for your life. I believe the Lord has showed up at the well this morning to say, I that speak unto thee am he. And said, I've come to save the lost. I've come to deliver those that are bound. Even though we don't deserve it.
Knowing that Jesus is coming, still living like the devil, Sister Anna, could you preach your children to them? Could you preach a message to them? Well, sure you can. They've heard it over and over and over and over. I'm not saying don't preach to them. I'm just simply saying they already know. It's almost like preaching to the choir. Many of the people that I pray for, Brother Bobby, thinking about this last night, many of the people I pray for, I don't have to explain unto them the way of salvation. You know, the lost. Many of the lost people that we, most of them, you know what I'm saying? Family, friends, loved ones. Most of the people we're calling out, God save them. I don't have to go and say, I want to explain to you the way of salvation. They already know. They already know. They may already believe to a certain point. But the Bible said, you believe in God. He said, well, you do good. He said, but the devils believe and tremble. In other words, he's saying the devils are doing better than you. They believe and they tremble. We're not even trembling. People are sinning, living for the devil, living like a devil, knowing Jesus is coming. Sister Jennifer, amen. Do we preach them a message? Go ahead. But they know. I said they know. They know full well. Amen. That Jesus is coming. Amen. When they look at that sky, they know Jesus could come. When they have a pain, they think, man, is that a heart attack? I may die and go to hell right now. Amen. They know. Just like this woman knew what the Bible says. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
I'm done preaching this morning. Many years ago, a few years ago, some of y'all would know this. Some of you would be closely related to this. But there was a young man that come down here from a northern state and came and attended church before he was ever even in this building. And he kept, you know, slipping out, and I trying to help him, you know. Tried to, actually, his dad wanted me to get him down here. And I was trying to help, you know, trying to be there for him, help him, whatever. Well, you know, he kept slipping out, and there's different things going on, and got involved in certain types of sin, and drugs and partying, whatever, just different stuff. Just, he was getting back. You can run from it, but it'll find you. Can I get a witness? You can move to California today. And know not a soul there. And the spirits would connect you with your addiction. You can move to Virginia.
And the demons would connect you to your conviction, your addiction. You can move to Florida. You can move to Canada. You could go all across the world. The demons would connect you. And so the time had come. He wasn't serious with God. He wasn't right with God. And I remember when it came to head, I knew some things going on. He's living. I was giving him a place to live. And I mean, you know, you can sin however you want to, but you're not going to stay under my place and sin. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you know, do whatever you want to do. You're your own man, but I'm not, you know, you're bringing me in on this now. Now when I know about it, then I'm responsible. Well, so I met with him one night and, you know, dealt with him about things that I knew. I don't know if he knew I knew or not. I was thinking about this the other day. I never dealt with somebody so smart, Alec. He could care less about what I say. He had a plan. He did not care one bit about God, His Word, whatever. Could care less. I remember sitting there. I thought, man, this is so useless. You don't want to slap him? I didn't. You know, I mean, just I'd cried. I went at it every angle. Could care less. It come to the point, you get out. You have to get out. He turned. He didn't care. He didn't have nothing. All he had was, I think, a car. Maybe if he had that. He turned and walked out that night. It was late. And the next morning, about 7 o'clock that morning, or early morning, he's working on this vessel, and he had pressured it up. And he was letting, he had forgot to let the pressure off of it. And he let that, and he undone it, like 20,000 whatever pounds of pressure. I ain't gonna say, but it was enough that he thought he was gonna die. That pipe wrench came and hit him in his eye. And hit his head right there. Literally, probably 8 to 10, 12 hours after he had walked out, and could care less what I was saying. When they got a hold of me, and I got to the hospital. He grabbed my hand. He didn't know. He didn't know if he had brain damage. He didn't know what was going on. He begged me, please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. They took him from Kilgore to Tyler, to ETMC, I believe, or Mother Francis. Please ride the ambulance. So I'm going to ride there. I have to ride in the front. No, ride in the back with me. He didn't want to look. He thought he was going to hell. He thought he had brain damage. God touched him, helped him. I think his eyes messed up, whatever, but it wasn't brain damage, you know, a lot of stuff, but it was the mercy of God. But I come to tell you this right here. He's living for the devil today. Matter of fact, probably within 3 weeks, he's living just like it never happened. Begging me, crying. You know, probably 20 years old, maybe 19, something like that. He didn't care what those nurses said. Brother Sam, don't leave me. Scared to death he is going to die. I rode with him in that ambulance to Tyler. Scared to death. He was going to die. Scared to death. There's brain damage. But today, live for the devil and probably would laugh about that or get mad about something that went wrong or wasn't even his fault. Knew when that happened that it was God speaking to him. Apologized to me, cried, begged me to forgive him, begged all kinds of stuff. Hallelujah. I knew it was God, Brother Bobby, but I'm telling you, knowing what we know and still live like the devil. The Bible says, after you have known God, or rather known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements? Is God speaking to somebody today? Let the Lord speak, church. Can we stand together right now? Hallelujah. Sister Bethany, get us a song. Let the Lord speak right here today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Turn to me, saith the Lord. Turn to my call. Turn to my purpose. Turn to me, saith the Lord. Turn to me, for I am here. I am here to reach, to help, saith the Lord. I am here. Surely I am here to touch you this morning, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just for a moment with the church, pray somebody here today. Why don't you step out first? Why don't you come first? Say, I need help from God. I need a touch from God. I need a touch from God. Hallelujah. I know the church is burdened today. They're thinking about people that know better. Hallelujah. The church is burdened today, friend, because they're thinking about those that know better than what they're doing. Hallelujah. But you're here today and you need help. You need help from God. You need a touch from the Lord. Why don't you step out first and come? Let us pray with you this morning. The song says, shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Now I am no longer enslaved. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Shackled by a heavy burden.
I was shackled by a heavy burden.
Beneath the load of guilt and shame.
Then
the hand of Jesus touched me. Now I am no longer slave.
And now I am no longer
slave. Oh, yes, sir. This morning,
something
happened.
Now
I know.
I know. He touched me and made me whole. Shackled by a heavy.
Jesus.
In the hand of Jesus.
Touch me.
Touch me.
Oh, and now I am no longer.
And now I am no longer slave.
Oh,
he touched me. Oh, he touched me. That floods my soul.
Oh,
something happened, and now I know. He touched me.